Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Friday morning. We start off as we usually do in Major League Baseball today. Yesterday, the Cincinnati Reds had a doubleheader against the Milwaukee Brewers at Miller Field, and the Reds took both games of that doubleheader. In the first game, the Reds win 6-1, and the bats didn't slow down in the second one. The Reds shut out the Brewers by a score of 6-0. The Reds now are tied with the Brewers in terms of records, 13 wins and 17 losses. The Reds now move on to a home series with the Chicago Cubs at Great American Ballpark this weekend. First pitch tonight in that game is set for 7:10. For the St. Louis Cardinals last night, they also had a doubleheader against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they lose both games of that doubleheader to the last place Pirates. In the first game, they lose 4-3, and in the second one, they lose 2-0. Cardinals will get back at it at home tonight with a series against the Indians this weekend. First pitch in that game tonight is scheduled for 8:15. Moving on now to college basketball, some sad news to report out of college basketball. Hall of Fame basketball coach Lou Olson, who took the Arizona Wildcats to the school's only NCAA championship, has died at the age of 85. Olson was hospitalized last year after suffering a stroke and was recently moved into hospice care. Kentucky Wildcat fans will unfortunately remember his 1997 Arizona Wildcats team as they defeated Kentucky in the national championship game. And finally, on this day in sports history back in 1992, the Brewers beat the Blue Jays 22-2 with an American League record of 31 hits in 9 innings. And that does it for your sports update on this Friday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.